Community-led projects are going to benefit Tangata Whenua. They're getting a significant financial boost through Auckland Council's Ngā Hapore Momoho or Thriving Communities Grants programs. 13 projects were allocated a slice of the $300,000 with the funding approved by the Planning, Environment and Parks Committee earlier this week. Councillor Richard Hills has connections into the north and to Ngāpui. He's been a councillor in Auckland now for 8 years, and he's with us today. He chairs the Planning, Environment and Parks Committee. Richard, tēnā koe, and welcome to I Te Rangi Wāte. Kia ora.
Morena, and kia ora koutou katoa to your listeners.
Thanks very much. Let's talk about you for a moment, can we, mate? What sort of drove you into standing for and successfully winning a seat on Auckland Council? What's the motivation from your end, Richard?
Yeah, I mean, I think when I stood, there was mostly a contingent of older Pākehā people on the council, which isn't a bad thing, but to have the same sort of views across many of the big issues that face the future of our rangatahi, but also, you know, generations to come around climate change, the environment, public transport, I sort of didn't see those issues being talked about as much as they should. So put myself forward and sort of didn't expect to get elected the first time around, but did. And then ever since then, my sort of focuses have been around that environment, climate change, community, parks, environment, space. So driving those forward for our communities and for Papatūānuku as well.
Yeah, tēnā, it's an interesting combo of kaupapa, isn't it? Chair of the Planning, Environment and Parks Committee. They seem all sort of separate entities to me. Why are they all lumped into one committee? And describe the work of that committee that you chair.
Yeah, so last term I was the chair of the Environment and Climate Change Committee, which was quite specific around those two things. This term the mayor was keen to, I guess, consolidate. It's up to the mayor to decide what committees exist and who chairs them. And so he combined three different committees, which was the Planning Committee, the Environment and Climate Change Committee, and the Parks, Arts, Community and Events Committee into one, which is a super committee and obviously huge workload, but I was happy to take up the challenge and sort of focus. I know that the community were concerned about potential cuts and potential rolling back of climate change actions and targets after the election, and so I was really keen to try and make sure that didn't happen. And so far, although it's been extremely tough with, you know, lost revenue and things at council, most of the good things have been able to continue with obviously some other struggles in other areas.
Thanks for the overview. Well, let's talk about the grants, Ngā Hapore Momoho, Thriving Communities Grants Program. Earlier this week, 13 projects were allocated a slice of the 300 or so grand. Richard, what are some that stand out? We don't need to go into detail of them all, but just as an example to our listeners of what sorts of events or kaupapa are being supported by this fund.
Yeah, so the Ngā Hapore Momoho Thriving Communities Grants are just basically a support for certain groups. So it's not funding the whole event or the whole program, but it's us being able to use a little bit of ratepayer money to help maybe a project get off the ground or help it get other funds. So really it is a good way to make that dollar go further. We know that community organizations are the leaders in our community getting things done. So we like to support them as opposed to try and lead it through ourselves. There's lots of different focus there. I think almost half this time directly benefit Māori. Obviously, Māori can be benefit from all the grant recipients anyway. But there are cool things like there's a spoken word poetry workshop specifically developed for Māori. There's a community connection program for older Aucklanders with dementia and disability. I think there's an outreach program for rangatahi. We're supporting victim support. About 30,000 there to support victims of suicide and traumatic events. There's a music mentoring wellbeing programs for young people. There's lots of different things going right across the Motu that people can, right across Tamaki Makaurau that people can engage in. So unfortunately it is a small grant pool, you know, 300,000 isn't, you know, small to most people, but for our city, it is quite a small grants round. There are other grants as well that we approved on the day around other events and programs, but we did have a massive number of people apply to this, and unfortunately, we could only get those 9 funded, but 13 projects funded, sorry. But hopefully that money will go far and ensure those community organisations are able to reach more people in our community.
Who determines the size of the pool? And as we operate in a climate encouraging restraint economically, is that part of the reason why the pool was at 300 clicks and 13 organisations have benefited from? How do we grow the pool?
Yeah, so the we're in a bit of a intermediary phase because this time last year the mayor had proposed cutting all these grants. So the other one that I approved through my committee, well, no, so the whole council, sorry, not I. I chaired the meeting, but I didn't approve it all on my own. The regional arts and culture grant program was also there. That's 1.2 million. But both this grant and the Ngā Hapori Momoho grant both were up for a full cut, so completely disappeared, and we pushed back pretty hard, a number of us around the table, to convince the mayor that these grants were important. So I think in the end we restored about $55 million worth of, you know, public transport, environment, arts and events sort of cut. So we're looking to, and I'm trying to push to increase these grants over time, but at the moment we just feel a little bit relieved that we didn't lose them completely, which they were up for completely disappearing this time last year. So we've got them back, and now it's my job and our job as a council to start figuring out how we start increasing those over time again.
Tēnā koe, well, thanks for the heads up. I'm intrigued by some of the areas that were supported, including dementia care. So ngā mihi nui, kia koe, Richard. So you chair the Planning, Environment and Parks Committee. What else do you do, brother?
What else? Well, lots of things. So last week we were did submissions on the government's fast track. We thankfully had a majority opposed to that, dealing with housing right across Auckland. I led the future development strategy with the council last year, which was basically deciding where we should and shouldn't build. You know, floodplains we saw in the floods year and a bit ago, that we need to really be thinking about where we're building, but that does take time. So we'll put through some plans through a committee that have to then go out to hearings to the community to ensure we can protect certain areas of our community. Obviously, we've got the climate, Te Tārakia Tāwhiri, which is our climate plan, Auckland's climate plan, the first plan we did in partnership with Mana Whenua, you know, from the beginning, not just after the plan was developed, and that is around how do we reduce our emissions, improve our urban ngāhere, reduce, you know, public transport emissions, bring in electric buses, all those kind of things. And of course, then we've got how we monitor our regional parks and our natural environment targeted rates, all the work we're doing with community, with marae, with pest groups around how we protect our native species and birds and get the weeds out of our reserves, and encourage, obviously, neighbourhoods with some other funding, so that's more partnership funding for groups out there to sort of improve the environment. So there is, I could go on for a long time, there's lots of our, you know, the way we address our, we've got our shoreline adaptation plans, which we'll work with Mana Whenua and communities that we're slowly rolling out across the 3,500 kilometres of coastline, and that is how we, what we do in the future as we see climate change upon us. Do we build another seawall? Do we naturalise? Do we make sure that we keep fish passage, you know, up to our and up to the harbours? And how do we ensure that we improve our water quality? That all sort of sits, some of those synergies sit perfectly in committee, so we might have some of these climate issues that cover parks and the environment, which also have a planning component. So sometimes it's actually benefited us quite well having all of that together instead of having 3 different committees, 3 different decisions. But it is challenging to get all the work across to the community, but there is a lot of exciting things happening in amongst the congestion and the stress and the infrastructure woes that we're facing post the storms and floods last year as well.